Yes, ma'am.
I would like to know what you think about the Jews in New York. What kind of Jews do you think we are now? We're told there's 9 million Jews.
Okay. First of all, we have to know, when we say Jews, in the Greek it is Iudas. Okay, so we're either talking about residents of Jerusalem, or we're talking about sons of Judah. And I assure you there are not 9 million sons of Judah in New York. Now, if we want to call them what they are, Kenites, there's about 9 million of them. But they are not. Never give them the privilege. They want you, the Kenites want you to call them Jews in English, because that gives them kinship to Judah, which they don't possess. So you are helping them foster the lie that they are part of Judah, and they're not. They're lying. There are basically two types of Jews, and New York is rich with both of them, both the Ashkenaz and the Sephardic. They're both just chubbed in there. But they are Kenites, okay, sons of Cain. Now, a lot of people, you cannot trace in God's word in Hebrew or English or any other language the Jews to who they really are, because it either has to be Judah or it's got to be a resident of Jerusalem. I'm speaking as a linguist now, okay? Therefore, you have to trace them by their name. It's just like, my name is Murray. Now, if I'm going to trace my genealogy, I can't go over to Brother Pike here and start tracing his and find out where I came from. Jews, when you state it, is of true Judah or of Jerusalem. It has nothing to do with Kenites. They simply try that. Also, they have spent billions of dollars brainwashing our people that any time that anyone speaks against this name Jews, all right, that you're immediately to turn them off. Now, and they enjoy that. But step around that. Step aside. Let them spend the $8 billion. Call them what they are, Kenites. But there are both types there, and they work overtime. They weave that web. As a matter of fact, communism was espoused right from that city, the first revolution. Okay?
Did they need the month that Revelation talk about that they call themselves Jews, but they are not Jews, but the synagogue of Jews?
Yes, absolutely. Of course, don't take your eyes off Jerusalem. That's their headquarters now, okay, where they have set up. So, and he states that geographical location will be it. Now, this doesn't take away from the fact that they are supported there monetarily and controlled. But, yes, absolutely, they are a part of it. But it does not matter what nation or city they're in. Their loyalty is to false Zionism, okay, in large part.